You're listening to the Batuta Advocates Weekly News Wrap on Desert Rock FM 96.5.
Welcome back to the Batuta Advocate Weekly News Bulletin. You're joined by myself, Clancy Overall, editor of the Batuta Advocate. Of course, with me today is Errol Parker, editor-at-large. How are you, Errol?
I'm good, Clancy. How are you?
Mate, I'm doing all right. Praying this lockdown 2.0 doesn't take place. I hope they can keep together down there.
What's in the news, Wendell?
Plenty in the news, Errol. It's all still happening. We'll start off with some national news, which has originated from down south and made its way across the country. Bunnings have announced its staff induction will now include a crash course on the 1948 Charter of Human Rights.
Oh yeah, because this of course comes in the wake of the Bunnings Karens down there in Melbourne who refused to wear masks in the store, and that's caused Bunnings to implement a new module involving a bit of constitutional law and human rights stuff for their staff.
Which will be able to be completed online in a few short weeks, or could be completed by joining an online Facebook conspiracy group.
Kenan Jones left a good comment on that story saying, "Will Bunnings be running a DIY workshop on this on the weekend? Been meaning to tidy up some charters around the home for a while." Moving along to our next story, and the flow-on effect from the Bunnings incident has led to a big political story. Scott Morrison has named Michaelia Cash as the newly created Minister for Karens.
Yes, the Western Australian Senator has gotten the nod. And she's the perfect fit, really. Middle-aged, privileged, financially pretty well off. And, of course, she's got that sensational two-tone, the highly hairsprayed helmet.
Well, all I can say is look out, police, school teachers and minimum wage workers, because Karens finally have representation in our parliament.
How good. And some news from elsewhere around our divided nation. And New South Wales residents have dusted off their face masks they bought in simpler times when everything was on fire.
Yes, New South Wales is looking very, very, very spicy right now, if you ask me. As we go live, it looks like a lockdown down there is inevitable. And in light of that, residents are sighing and getting on with it by donning the face mask they bought back in January when everything was on fire.
And you might say a pandemic that is ruining everyone's way of life and has pretty heavy mortality rate might be on par with the fires the nation had at the start of the year. But the reason the fires were simpler and easier to handle is because we had Test cricket. We had our cricketers to rely on and cheer us up, and we don't have that right now.
I guess if you're looking for something positive in light of all of this, at least the pandemic hasn't killed 3 billion native animals. And Rob Myers dropped a comment on that one saying, back when anyone could escape the stress of a mega fire with a quick overseas getaway to somewhere like, say, Hawaii.
Oh, I know what you're getting at, Rob.
Elsewhere around New South Wales is where our next story comes from. The headline on that one reads, freezing Byron kid wonders if head-to-toe cream linen outfit is appropriate for late July.
Yes, an Insta-famous Northern Rivers child is this week questioning her role in mum's micro-influencer lifestyle and wellness empire. The unvaccinated toddler daughter of two stay-at-home narcissists with deep-seated addictions to social media endorphin triggers says all she wants to do is wear a poly-blend Dora the Explorer onesie, but this would go against her mother's creative direction.
I'd argue head-to-toe cream linen isn't appropriate for any month, especially after Labor Day, Clancy.
Be careful, Errol. They'll kick you out of Batuta Grove if they hear you say that. Rounding out the week with a bit of a local story now, and a bored 25-year-old is at a loss at what to do with his life now moving to London is off the table.
Well, like many other yuppies, the rite of passage is, you know, a year or so living with other Aussies in London, and that's now obviously off the table. And one of the people we spoke to, Adam, says he doesn't really know what to do now.
Maybe a triathlon? Or an interest in brewing beer? Or maybe he could start wearing a paddy cap. Who knows? He's got that quarter-life crisis on his hands, and that sounds like a whopper, especially if he can't just run away to London or New York.
Well, I'll be sure to keep an eye on Adam as this story goes on, if he starts to develop, you know, an addiction to the internet and, you know, a fascination with guns, I'll be sure to let the authorities know. And that's all from us this week here in the Diamantina. Until next week, my name is Errol Parker.
I'm Clancy Overall Huru.
And my name's Wendell Arcee.